Sweets destroyed. Latest attack in chocolate war. An expert chocolate maker has been forced to resign. He was caught squashing truffles at another manufacturer's shop. Brian Mixton used to work as a chef for top chocolate maker Burntons. He was found damaging the truffles at a shop that belongs to rival chocolate maker Chocolat. The store manager from Chocolat said that staff found £63.50 worth of truffles damaged. After informing Burntons about it, Chocolat decided to take no further action. Meanwhile, Burntons has declined to comment on the situation, but issued a statement saying Mr. Mixton had resigned, and that they promised to investigate the matter further. Lynn Cunningham from Chocolat said, "It was very extraordinary, really. The staff saw how Mr. Mixton was handling a number of truffles in a way that made them suspicious. When we checked the truffles later, we saw that they had been squashed and damaged," she said. "We just want them to stop this kind of behaviour and ensure it never happens again," Cunningham said.
Strange excuses. Driver in trouble after pathetic excuse. A man caught speeding on a Canadian highway has surprised traffic police with his reasoning. The man, from Switzerland, claimed that he was driving his car at 161 kilometres an hour, or 100 miles per hour, because there weren't any goats on the road. "It is the first time that I've heard an excuse like that," said Canadian police spokesperson Joel Doiron. "Although he's correct, in a way, I've never seen a goat on these roads in 20 years, but no one has ever used it as an excuse before." The driver claimed that in his native Switzerland, he is constantly worried that a goat might jump out into the road as he's driving along. "I guess there must be lots of goats there," Mr. Doiron commented. The driver has been ordered to pay a fine of $360. Mr. Doiron added, "We always hear the same reasons, that someone is in a rush, or that they are angry, or that they haven't been paying attention. It's nice to hear something different, even though it's a little crazy."